Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments over Donald Trump's claims that he cannot be prosecuted for acts committed while he was in the White House. A majority of justices appear skeptical of granting a president blanket immunity from prosecution for criminal acts. More from NPR's Carrie Johnson.
Majority of the justices that I heard seemed uncomfortable with giving former President Donald Trump for the first time some kind of blanket immunity. And the most outrageous and extreme hypotheticals his lawyer was suggesting, things like being able to assassinate a political rival, mount a coup, order the military to kill other people. At the same time, the conservative justices seemed very concerned about the possibility of crippling future presidents and tying their hands.
It is unclear whether the High Court will issue a ruling before the November election. A former publisher of the National Enquirer has provided more insight into the tabloids' efforts to protect Donald Trump while he was running for president in 2016. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has details on Thursday's testimony in Trump's New York criminal fraud trial.
David Pecker is lifting the veil on the world of supermarket tabloids, that he had a network of sources who'd bring stories to his attention. And so when Playboy model Karen McDougal came to him through one of these sources to say she wanted to sell her story of an affair with Donald Trump, he sent his top deputy to meet with her. Pecker told jurors all of this was communicated back to Trump through his personal attorney at the time, Michael Cohen. Pecker said Cohen told him to buy the story for $150,000, but when Pecker asked him how it would be paid for, Cohen said, "Don't worry, I'm your friend. The boss will take care of it." Trump never reimbursed him, Pecker said. So when porn star Stormy Daniels came along, Pecker refused to pay her, too. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Michigan State is now among the list of colleges and universities hit by student protests against the war in Gaza. From member station WKAR, Wally Khan has details.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! The occupation's got to go!
More than two dozen Michigan State students set up the encampment early this morning before dawn. Campus police arrived 3 hours later, asking the group to disperse. Many students refused to leave and stayed with tents and a large Gaza solidarity sign, including Saab Assad, vice president of the Arab Cultural Society.
I don't want this to seem like we're sitting here in fear. We're actually like sitting here with a lot of excitement and courage, and we're ready to take on whatever obstacles that come our way.
The Michigan State encampment follows similar protests at colleges across the country. For NPR News, I'm Wally Khan in East Lansing.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrials tumbled 375 points Thursday. This is NPR News. The Biden administration is implementing four new rules as part of its climate control strategy. The EPA is giving coal-fired power plants up to 15 years to capture their harmful emissions or go out of business. The agency is also implementing strict new limits on coal ash seepage, which contains arsenic and mercury. Haiti's de facto prime minister has resigned, and a new transitional council has been sworn in. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, the council hopes to bring order to the Caribbean nation.
The transitional council was sworn in during a small ceremony with few invited guests. Local news outlets published video of the moment in which the seven voting members of the council promised to protect the constitution. Gunfire can be heard in the distance. Criminal gangs control most of the capital and have attacked the airport, police stations, and other government installations. The now former Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been living in Los Angeles, unable to return since he left earlier this year to try to secure a peacekeeping force. The Transitional Council is expected to name a new Prime Minister. Ada Peralta, NPR News.
The United States has announced a temporary troop withdrawal from Chad. The move comes after the Central African nation's Air Force ordered a halt to U.S. activities at a base near its capital. A Pentagon spokesman says it's part of an ongoing security review. Chad has been a partner for Western and regional militaries in the battle against Islamist insurgency in West Africa. Again, U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.